Let's talk to Pete Weatherburn, our vet from Bray Vet on Old Connor Avenue in Bray. Morning, Pete.
Good morning, Declan.
Good morning. And you never know what these pets are getting up to when they sniff out something and they decide to have a go at swallowing it. So various things that have been found inside in pets in their intestines. What have you come across and what have you heard other vets have come across?
Well, dogs especially are prone to this. And essentially, animals don't realize that things have the potential to get stuck inside them. And so if something looks tasty or appealing in any way, they'll chew it and often swallow it. And they have no idea that it might cause an obstruction. So the thing is that there are certain specific items that vets commonly find inside dogs in particular. And those are the ones that people should be aware of. Because if an animal does have an intestinal obstruction, the only fix is a major operation.
Right. Open them up, basically.
Right. Open them up so that you have to basically cut into the intestine, remove the item, and sew up the intestine again. And the thing about this is it's very expensive. It costs thousands of euro. And as well as that, there's a mortality rate. It's a mortality rate of something like 20% on average, looking at big studies. So it's not a situation you want to get into. So the items that people should be aware of for dogs that they may not realize, first of all, a corn on the cob. A corn on the cob chew is something which really shouldn't be eaten at all by any dog at any time. You know those kind of things? You know those objects that dogs chew? They like chewing corn on the cob because it tastes a bit salty and a bit buttery. So, Declan, that's something people should always keep away from dogs. That's the first one. The other one is peach stones. So you might think a peach is something quite nice for a dog to chew, but the stone inside a peach has got sort of irregular contours, and that makes it get stuck inside the intestines. The intestines can't move it along. So that's another very common one. But as well as that, the next one is items of clothing. And this is surprisingly common because things like small laundry items, that means socks and knickers, basically. And because these have a scent of human around them, dogs enjoy, you know, picking them up and chewing them. And then they swallow them, and they're totally indigestible. So, they often get stuck inside dogs' intestines. It's a really serious problem. So, if your dog is prone to this, they tend to be prone to doing it time and time again. And that means that you need to essentially have immaculate tidiness in your house so that there's nothing there for the dog to pick up and swallow.
Yeah, but you want to discourage them as well, so how would you do that?
It's very hard. It's very difficult. If a dog likes doing this, they will do it, regardless of what you do. It's very, very hard. I suppose the one thing I would say is there is a command called the leave it command you can teach a dog, so that if you see a dog picking up something across the room that it shouldn't have in its mouth, let's say a corn on the cob or a peach or item of underwear, you can say leave it and your dog will automatically just drop the item, and that's the only thing you can do. Other than that, it's just keeping them out of their way. But there is one other one, Declan, I want to mention because it's quite unusual and it's becoming increasingly common, and that is the foreign body that gets stuck inside cats. And this is, up till now, we haven't really seen many foreign bodies stuck inside cats, but this is something that hundreds of vets have reported as seeing. And essentially, there's guns that you can get for kids. They're called blasters. There's one called the Nerf, which is very well known, the NERF. And there's another one called, I think, High Cross. There's a number of different ones. And what they do is they fire, it's an air-driven gun that fires out this projectile, which looks a bit like a kind of a bullet with a foam tip and a plastic base. The thing about these is they're very popular for children to play games, and often they'd be playing games in the garden, and they'll leave these little darts in the garden. And cats love them. They see them in the same way as they'd see small prey, like mice or birds. And they chew them, and they swallow them. And I know one cat that had to have three operations within 6 months to have these removed because they got stuck.
Okay. All right, Pete, thanks for the warning, and thanks for telling us about particularly cats on this occasion. Mm. We might get used to the dogs, but maybe the cats would be different.
Don't leave those darts lying around. Pick them up. Count them at the start of the session, count them at the end, and don't leave any for the cats. Bingo.
Okay, Pete Weatherburn, Pete from PeteTheVet.com and Old Connor in Braves, you find the vet practice. Thank you very much indeed. And